But my son, who was shaking the tickets up, and his daughter, my granddaughter, came up here with my granddaughter's colleague in filming from California to attend my celebration. So I'm using it now.
When my dad told me my 95-year-old grandfather was having sex, I couldn't believe it. I was in my early 30s, and I hadn't had sex in over a year.
If my body wouldn't wear out, I could be making love for 2 hours.
Hurtin's a bad thing, lonesome's no better, but hurtin' lonesome.
Amazed, I went with my dad to Great Falls, Montana, to shoot a documentary about my grandfather's love life. I learned it was intimately connected to his passion for music.
I'm always eager for your kisses. You have the sweetest little dimples. You give me bumps on my goose pimples. My stomach jumps at tiny ripples. I'm always eager for your kisses and your love.
That's one of his songs.
That one of your songs?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
What's the name of that song?
That's one I can use a cue card on. I'm always eager for your kisses because they really are delicious. You give me bumps on my goose pimples. No, that isn't the way it goes.
I'm always eager for your kisses because they really are delicious. They always satisfy my wishes. I have no yen for other dishes. Your lips have taught me what your bliss is. I get the point, it never misses. Of your intent, I'm not suspicious. I'm always eager for your kisses. Eager for your kisses. Always. You have the sweetest little dimples. They give me bumps on my goose pimples. My stomach jumps with tiny ripples. I'm always eager for your kisses.
Well, I was walking down the street, and the principal of the school from which I graduated, Lewis and Clark High School, was coming down. We stopped. I said hello to him, and he stopped. And I said, well, I'm going to go to the University of Washington. And he said, well, and that's when he said that.
You said not everyone?
Not everyone should go to college.
It sort of helped you make a decision, huh?
Yeah, it decided me right away. I changed my mind about attending university.
Mm-hmm. And you decided to pursue music, huh?
Yeah, because I was making good money right then.
Mm-hmm.
I was making a couple hundred dollars a month. And probably that was as much as he was making. That's my first professional job when I joined the union. This was a saxophone quintet in which I played. Bing Crosby at that time was singing at what they called the Peking Cafe, which was a Chinese cafe in Spokane. But he decided to leave, and that made an opening, so my orchestra moved in there. I got the job after he left.
Do you ever wish you had gone to college?
No, not really. In fact, I'm kind of glad, like I said, the way I went is the way I would probably do it again.
My grandfather met Helen, my grandmother, at a restaurant in 1945. She was his waitress.
We've been married almost 50 years. We've been together almost 50 years. And most of that time we were married, but she died in 1995. Hold on to me, Helen. Hold on to me tight. Sorry.
That's okay.
Hold
Hold on to me, Helen. Hold on to me tight. Hold on to me, Helen. With that love so big and bright. Hold on to me, Helen.
Almost 50 years. Gee, I didn't think I'd break down like this. Yeah, I've got the song recorded of it, of her. And it's going to be in my second album, or my second CD. But I can't remember right now enough to. That just gives you the idea of how it sounds like. Hold on to me, Helen. Hold on to me tight. Hold on to me, Helen, with your love so big and bright. Well, she urged me to keep participating in things and do as much as I could do and not to stay home and be sad and watch the four walls. You know, she left a poem that said that very eloquently. She made it clear that she wanted me to live as much as I could. Well, I wasn't able to right away. I was pretty morbid for a few months. And, well, probably she died in September. It was about January of the following year before I ventured out. I decided the best place to do it would be to where they had dance music and do a little dancing. And so I went down to the Elks. And there were some single women there that wanted to dance. So I became acquainted with several ladies there that were unescorted. And so we danced, and I found out that I guess I danced pretty well. They seemed to like my dancing. So it seemed that most every woman I ever danced with wanted to dance with me again. It fed my ego. So I stayed with them.
Do you think of yourself as flirtatious? When you're dancing?
Mm-hmm. I'd probably do. I've had people say, what do you think you are, a teenager? When they watch me dance. Well, I started dancing. I just danced the way I felt. And I've never been trained in dancing or anything of that nature. So I always dance close, cheek to cheek. The women seem to like that. But then the last years of Helen's life, she was unable to perform sexually, and I wasn't either toward the end of it. So, but I didn't, there was no use, there was no reason for me to go to the doctor then, because she couldn't do it. Her body just simply wasn't in shape for that anymore. And so there was no reason to try to get an erection. And so then when she left, though, and I started thinking about dating again or whatever, I thought I'd better see the doctor and see if there was a possibility that I could get this back. And I did.
I'm curious if it's harder to go out at your age and to make a pass at someone to let them know.
I think it's possible that in the years past that was true, but now there are so many ways that men can achieve an erection and please a woman that I don't think it's become a problem. It's as big a problem as it was. I use a system that a lot of men probably wouldn't use, but then.
Why wouldn't they?
Well, I use a hypodermic needle.
What do you have to do?
Penetrate my penis at the cavernosa and inject a fluid, which is very, very effective.
What about your urologist when you first brought it up?
What was his reaction when you talked about it? I mean, you were 90 years old. Did he encourage you, or?
He just said, well, we'll give it a try. And he penetrated me with a needle. And he says, I'll be back. And he gave me a pornographic magazine to look at, which didn't do anything for me. But he came back, and things had happened. He said, yeah, I think it's going to work all right for you. There's an area in the penis called a cavernosa. It's on the top, and it's nothing but a bunch of empty cells which fill with blood when the time comes. And it fills up so bad that it creates an erection, and that's practically almost like a rock sometimes, and just because of the pressure. The night I met you, to tell you. I started to teach, and I went into it quite strongly once I was established. But it seems like I've been teaching all my life, more or less. More in Spokane and more here than anywhere else. I became known as a music teacher, and I taught banjo and guitar, clarinet, sax. And then I studied the flute, as I said, when I was 60, and very strenuously I was practiced about 8 hours a day for a year till I could play the flute well enough to teach it.
Do you still have students?
I quit last week.
You quit last week?
My last student.
Wow, that was your last lesson.
Yep. I can't do them justice anymore. My eyes don't, if they bring something, which in this case, up until now, they bring music with which I'm familiar. I can give them help. But when you're bringing me something that's new and it's intricate, I just can't give them the instruction they need. So it wouldn't be fair to the students.
Are you going to practice, or what are you going to do?
No, I'm going to put it in the case and be ready for tomorrow.
Oh.
I have to get it ready for tomorrow.
Okay.
I wanted to celebrate my 95th birthday in kind of a big way, because It's an age that not very many people reach. I'll tell you frankly, I wanted my songs performed. And I thought this would be a wonderful way to do it. All my life, I've wanted to be known as a songwriter.
Lock me in your heart and throw away the key.
But I never really went at it in a very determined, hard way, because it's such an uncertain occupation. You live on the edge all the time, and you're exposed to things that didn't appeal to me. I didn't feel that I could really put roots down and have a firm foundation and a family.
Where I would feel the pulse beat of your love.
Every sweet surge, a rhapsody above. Lock me in your heart and throw away the key.
It occurred to me that my grandfather's renewed passion for sex and romance coincided with a kind of reawakening of his creativity. At 90, he started writing and performing songs again. He compiled 2 CDs of his music, and he even distributed his music on an MP3 site on the internet. Lorraine was the first woman my grandfather dated after Grandma Helen passed away.
Well, I met Bill down at the senior center. And I was working in the kitchen, volunteering, and helping, you know, cook and wait. And one of the women came up to me in the kitchen, and she said, why don't you go over there and dance with that gentleman sitting over there?
I was at the senior center one day, and a very attractive lady came by and greeted me.
I went over there like this, and I said, would you like to dance? He looked up at me, and he said, yes, I would. So we got out there and we danced, and he was a good dancer, as you know.
So I
asked her for a date, and we went out to the Moose and danced.
I thought he was like my age. I'm 72, so I thought that he would be, you know, maybe 77 or something at that time, you know, but never when he's 20s. Wow. I said, now look, we're getting there fast enough. Don't add ears on. No, he said, I really am. You know, because I thought he was just teasing me because he has all his teeth and the way he dances and just, he would drive up, you know, go up to the, drive by the, where I worked there, the Ford company, drive by and one of the salesmen say, well, isn't that your friend? And I said, yes. I said, whoa, you know, and then he'd come in and hi. And they'd say, who was that dapper gentleman that just came in to see you? You know, so see, the other girls there noticed him too. And I said, he's already spoken for, but you can anytime you want to come to the tea dance, whatever, you know.
And Grandpa took a serious interest in Lorraine, but he was too impatient to wait for her to make up her mind. They became just good friends.
And when Helen was very sick, and she said, well, Bill, you'll have no trouble getting another woman. And I said, why? She said, because of your voice.
I'll tell you, his voice is that of a very young person on the telephone, and it kind of inspires you to realize that this man is not as old as he says he is. That's what he makes you feel like.
Betty and Grandpa dated, but after a brief courtship, they too ended up being just good friends.
Voice. I thought of some words, and I was visiting with your dad on the phone one night and just acting silly, and I sang the song, a few words. I said, I'm a little angel, can you see me? He said, hey, that's a good idea for a song. So he started right then, he went and got his banjo. He's on the phone and I'm on my phone. He gets his banjo and...
The one that wrote Little Angels with me had put an ad in personal, in you know, those things that they put in there. And I answered it, and she told me about herself, except that she said, I have a bad hip. So I didn't pursue it anymore. And then I got some publicity about something. She read about it, and she called me up and wanted to meet with me. So we did.
A little bit self-conscious about using a needle with some women? I mean, did you not want them to know about it?
No, I didn't. I didn't want them to know.
How did that work?
If you've agreed to have intimacy, I just say, well, get ready, honey. I'll see you in a few minutes. Go elsewhere and take care of myself, and then come back and engage.
Did it take much practice to?
A little bit, yeah, a little bit, yeah. But the instructions are clear, and they're not that hard.
How big a area do you have to get it into a certain area? How big is that area?
Oh, it's about that deep and about that wide on the very top.
So you have that much room.
There's a center. There's a center, kind of a cord center there.
Oh, okay.
And on each side of that, you can go anywhere from the front to the back.
Oh, okay.
And penetrate that.
Hmm.
And it's not painful if you're careful about it and put it in. And I've had an erection as long as 2 and 3 hours. Which is too long, and so I was taking the dose that was prescribed by the doctor, but I've cut that down myself, down to a much smaller dosage, so because it's not good that you have an erection that long a time, it's not good for you. So I use about half as much as he prescribed originally, and it works fine, but it gives. An older man could probably give a woman more pleasure than they ever got any time in their life. Depends upon their attitude and what you want.
Bill and I were, like I said before, good friends, and I realizing with two hip replacements and a lot of other medical problems that I couldn't be as active as this gentleman, and him being old, a lot older, but he was more active than I was. And I realized this, and I told him, I says, you've got to find a lady that's really interested in and able to do all the things that you enjoy. So I told him, well, you better put an ad in the paper. And he says, no, not me. I am not going to do that.
Do you remember what you said about yourself in that ad?
Oh, I think I said, young old gentleman wants a companion, financially, a young old gentleman, financially secure. I thought I'd open up with that. He wants a companion, and who can, you know, who likes to dance and eat out occasionally, and that kind of stuff that you do say, you know.
I answered an ad he had in the Tribune.
Were you worried what other people would think?
I didn't care. I felt it was my life and I was going to do with it what I wanted to. And if they didn't like it, that was tough.
She answered it with the nicest letter that just, it was a typewritten letter. She told exactly what she does at Stanford, how she's a was curator of the museum there, which was open in the summertime, 3 months a year. She was secretary treasurer for the Senior Citizens Center. She was organist in the church.
It was sort of surprising because he called me on a Saturday afternoon, and he says, we talked a little bit, and I told him I was at Stanford, and the different, you know, the distance might make a problem, but I says, maybe we can get that worked out. He says, well, he says, what are you doing tonight? Nothing. Well, you want to come in and we'll have supper together, or dinner together. He calls it dinner. So about 6 o'clock, I pulled up out in front of the house, and he came out and we went out for dinner.
And he told me that he finally found a lady he thought was suitable and understood him and would be able to help him fulfill some of the things in his life. And that's the lady that he's with now, Mary Ellen. And she's also a good friend of mine now. So I have kept both the friendships, and that's important to me, as well as having the song. So I'm glad that I helped him along that line, because I was placed in his life for a reason. Just like the Little Angel song says, we're many colors for where we need be, and that's actually what the song meant.
I'm a little angel, can you see me? My wings are a feather, white as can be.
I enjoyed being with him. And to think he was a musician, you know, I'd never known anything. And he liked to go to symphonies. I had never been to a symphony. And he liked to dance. Well, I hadn't danced since I was in high school. And I sort of wanted to maybe get back to dancing again if I could, you know. Because I was looking more for somebody just to do something with. You know, no commitments, no nothing, just go out and have fun. If you want to do something, you can take that garbage out, because I'm going to have more after a while.
Okay, honey.
And then just leave the back door.
My opinion is that being together is a partnership, and you should do it 50-50. Mary, I'd say, gives me half of her life. She lives half the time in Stanford, and then she comes in to see me, and for the swims in usually on Wednesday afternoon and leaves Sunday morning.
I know, he says a lot of times, he says, I don't know what I'd do without you. And I says, oh, you'd get by. There's not very many people that at 95 years old can sit down and do his income tax himself. I know he loves me and I love him. Sometimes he can be romantic and other times, you know, like most men.
She's marvelous. She's marvelous. Her name is Mary Ellen. She's marvelous. She's marvelous. The whole wide world, I'm telling. She's marvelous. She's marvelous. Her love for me is heaven. She's marvelous. She's marvelous. My sweetheart, Mary Ellen. She's kind, she cares, puts on no airs. She fills my every need. She's smart, she's sweet, she's so complete. She covers all the bases. She's marvelous, she's marvelous. Her love for me is heaven. She's marvelous, she's marvelous. My sweetheart, Mary Ellen. My sweetheart, Mary Ellen. That's about the way you do it with a band. It came out good.
Happy birthday, Bill. You are so special and have contributed so much to the community. Warm wishes, Norma.
Oh, that's great. I want to celebrate my 95th birthday by making that night a birthday party. I love you, Dad, and I always will. Happy birthday. Love, Bill. Thank you, Bill. I wanted to do it in a way that would make it possible for as many people as I knew could come and feel it was a birthday party, and I want to help the club at the same time. But I said I want something in return. Okay, he said, what's that? Well, I said, I want you to play on that day, in my 95th birthday celebration, one of every other tune has to be one of mine. He said, that's all right. So this was a way I thought to become at least acknowledged locally as a songwriter.
No!
I'm as nervous as a cat. If I make up my mind I want something, I go after it. If my body wouldn't wear out, I could be making love for 2 hours, and that gives me a big advantage. Some women might not want that much and probably wouldn't. But a big complaint with women is that the men ejaculate too soon. And it's over with. And they don't make it last long enough. And they forget that there's supposed to be love there. And when you do make love and you both, hopefully both of you come to a climax, that it's not over. You should still make love, even if it's not physical. You should still stay close and embrace each other and probably go to sleep together. A lot of men just ejaculate and move over and go to sleep.
We are going to leave now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, gee, I'm sorry you're going to leave.
Well, no.
You can stay.
Huh?
Can't you stay?
No, we have some other stuff we have to do.
Oh, okay.
So.
Well, thank you for coming.
You're welcome,
Bill. It's sure wonderful to have you. Helen used to tell this story. She said so-and-so fed her husband lettuce for breakfast in the morning. He says, what do you give me lettuce for? He says, that's the way you make love, like a jackrabbit.
Thank you.
www.mp3.com.
There we go.
Wow.
That's it. Bill Kane's new golden oldies.
What do you think is the secret to your longevity?
I don't know. Just luck. That's all. I've never really done anything to try to extend my life. I've just tried to enjoy it and do things that I wanted to do. Kept busy a lot, pretty much. I think everybody's going to live longer and have a healthier life now. I think that's the coming thing. I'm just on the leading edge, that's all.
My grandpa was the happiest I'd seen him in years. He had a new woman in his life and the attention of many others.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, thank you. Nice to see you.
Hey, what an event here. You got half the town here, I think.
Well, we got a few.
Yeah.
I'm pleased that they turned out like they did.
Yeah, me too.
Maybe my grandfather's willingness to talk about the more intimate parts of his life had something to do with his age. At 95, there's no time to waste. He was determined to overcome whatever obstacles old age brought him. His failing vision, his irregular heart, his difficulty getting an erection.
Grandpa,
uh-huh.
How do you think it's going?
I think it's going well.
I do too.
Yeah, I forgot the words just once, and I da-da'd through. Then on the second time through, I got it. So I don't know, I just about got it made, I think.
It wasn't until I made this film that I realized I didn't really know my grandfather that well. I'm grateful that I got to know him before it was too late.
You have the sweetest little dimples. You got the bumps among the snipples. It's time to jump and find your ripples. I'm always looking for your kisses and your love. I'm always waiting for your kisses and your love.
Thank you, thank you.
Hey, that was Bill Kane and a little bit of his rock and roll.
When your mood is the deepest and nothing breaks right, deep in mind, how dark ebony polishes bright. So remember to laugh and continue to love. Every day brings the sun, every night stars above. That's melody, magic melody, melody. Yeah.